Well, last night was quite a night. It's been an interesting, quote-unquote, 3 days.
Interesting? You can't come up with a better word for
that? It's been an unpredictable 3 days.
A sideshow?
It's been, yes, both Ringling and Barnum and all the circus people
and
were there.
And the Jim Rose Circus sideshow as
there.
Well.
Our own Andrea Darlis is there in Cleveland, Ohio. Andrea, is it as weird there as we're watching, or is it even stranger?
Oh, it's completely, completely strange. In fact, you guys caught me at the best possible place I could ever be right now.
Where are you?
I positioned myself to be here during your show, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's perfect. That's excellent.
It was so cool. I had to take a break from the craziness.
Of course. All right, let's start out with what went on last night. I think everyone around is aware that Ted Cruz did not give his endorsement to Donald Trump, and that met with some mixed emotions, right?
Yeah, that met with a lot of boos. Now, I was on the floor early on, but then, of course, once the program starts, they move the media up to the nosebleed seats. And I heard after Cruz spoke, during the speech, I heard a couple of boos, but it's not as amplified, maybe because I was so high up. But then after, we're kind of looking at each other, and we're saying, are they booing? Or are they saying Cruz? I know it sounds funny, but, you know, we didn't know if they were saying Cruz. And then another reporter went, no, I think those are the boos. And then that got weirder when Donald Trump walked into the arena because he's in the family box and he's with his kids. And then there was cheering. And not everybody knew that Trump had walked into the arena at that exact point. So, again, there was a little bit of confusion of, are they booing? Are they saying Cruz? Oh, they're happy for him. Oh, no, they're not.
It was really weird to listen to. And sometimes when I'm at a Blackhawks game and they're yelling Q, I think they're yelling boo as well. And there were reports coming over the Twitter sphere that after Cruz had made those remarks, you know, go up and down the candidates and let your conscience be your guide, as Bill pointed out, he quoted Jiminy Cricket. People were saying that Donald Trump was obviously mad and had left the arena. But, of course, he didn't because he came back then and was there giving the air kiss to Mike Pence.
Yeah. In fact, Justin asked me last night what would be the weirdest moment, the biggest headline from today. And I said either the Cruz boos or the air kiss.
Right.
Because that was completely awkward as well.
At some point, they had to escort Heidi Cruz out of the arena, right? People came over to make sure that her safety was in order, right?
That was really weird, too, because all of the candidates, I mean, you guys know all the presidential candidates, even Cruz, Rubio, everybody up until they're not a candidate anymore. And I think the senators will still get protection, Secret Service protection, or at least law enforcement type protection. And then there was a tweet that came out that said somebody had shouted something mean to Heidi Cruz. So they had extra police kind of walk her out of the stadium, too, as a precaution. I think everything they're doing here is as a precaution. I mean, everywhere you go, you can't get within, you know, even when I came here to the Rock Hall of Fame today, you have to get out and then walk around what they're calling this perimeter. It literally is like you're kind of entrenched in this kind of cove, if you will.
Yeah.
So I think they're being extra cautious with all the security. I wouldn't read too much into the security taking Heidi Cruz out. That might have just been as a precaution. But Ted Cruz, not popular at all today. Amongst his own party. And I actually kind of witnessed something weird this morning. We're staying in the same hotel now as the Illinois delegation. And they have a breakfast every morning. And, you know, there's different speakers, whether it's a delegate or a state rep or somebody give a little pep talk. And there was a man today who was up at the podium. I'm not quite sure who it was. I think it was just a delegate, not an elected official, who said, oh, it was kind of fun to boo Ted Cruz. And there was a man from Harvard, Illinois, and he was a Cruz delegate, and he threw his silverware down into the plate and just made a big scene and stormed out of the room.
Wow.
And he said, this is not a way to unify the party
right.
by ripping on Ted Cruz.
Right. Is this true or not true? I read this in a couple different places this morning, that there's a bunch of receptions that they have for the top politicians, and that after Cruz's speech, he was barred from being a part of any of these. Is that true? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't doubt that. That could be true. There's so many different things going on. Like each state, each delegation has its own happy hour or its own meet and greet or its own breakfast. You know, everyone's setting up different things. So it wouldn't surprise me if Cruz was supposed to be at an event and they didn't want him in because he was quite polarizing last night. And then this morning, it was even more amplified because it was loud and clear what he was doing. He said Donald Trump's name one time and didn't say it again during the speech, refused to endorse him, and then this morning came out and told CNN, why would I endorse someone who was completely rude to my wife and my family?
Yeah, we played that audio earlier this morning, and it's very, very telling. He's very animated about the fact that this guy took some swipes at his wife and at his dad, and he was very non-appreciative of that. But he also kind of left the door open at some point, saying that he has not endorsed him yet, as if to say at some point in the next 4 months he may change his mind.
I don't foresee that. I don't foresee a Ted Cruz endorsement of Donald Trump. Who knows, though? I mean, it's been so wacky here. I mean, it's like the Cirque du Soleil comes to Cleveland. I mean, it's just been one crazy thing after another. You know, you don't think someone's going to get booed. You have, I was calling Donald Trump the people I was saying are reluctantly unifying behind him, because that's kind of the impression that I get. Different people I've talked to, when I ask, hey, you know, you're going to get behind him, Donald Trump's your man, they're kind of, you know, you kind of shrug your shoulders and say, oh, yeah, okay, I guess.
So they just don't want Hillary, in a sense, is what I'm envisioning.
Right. And then the delegate who stormed out, the one I was telling you guys about from Harvard this morning, we asked him, okay, so you're going to vote for Hillary? Hillary? Oh, no, absolutely not. Well, you're not going to vote? No.
Oh.
Do you know, I'm hearing more and more people saying they're not going to vote because they can't get behind either candidate, which is really going to mess things up.
I agree. I completely agree, Wendy. I mean, the whole point is to vote. And you know what else I find just really strange, too, is that all this, and I know it's part of the campaign and I know it's politics, but all this negativity, negativity, negativity. I mean, one speech after another is just bashing Hillary. And I'm sure next week it's going to be the same thing, bashing Trump, instead of saying, hey, you know what? Here's what we need to do. Here's a platform. And that's going to come, of course, we hope, before November. But there's just so much negativity, even leading up to the convention, and then you get everybody rallying together and singing Kumbaya, basically. Although not completely, not the full version of Kumbaya here.
Well, Chris Christie had a mock trial for her. Ben Carson alluded to the fact that she's similar to the devil. There's been...
And did Lock Her Up get chanted again last night?
Yeah, lock her up, go to jail.
USA. It's all three beat. The chants are all three beat chants. You can't go deeper than three beats.
It's totally a pep rally, and they're getting behind their team, and they're just trying to take the other person down or other team down with words. But show us what you got.
You know what always bothered me? Remember, I mean, and you guys have kids too, but when we were little and we would play baseball or softball or any team sport, and they'd go, hey, better, 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 swing, swing, hey, better. You know, it's like taunting and chanting. I always hated that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like now, only we're all adults, or we're
supposed to be
adults.
Well, you're an adult.
Thank you, Wendy.
Andrea, Wendy and I this morning were saying, while neither of us is particularly a fan of Ted Cruz's, we both respect the fact that he didn't play according to the rules. He obviously doesn't like Donald Trump, and he didn't pretend to like him last night. And I give a guy high marks for that. Is there any of that sentiment there at all, or does everybody just feel like he kind of sold him out?
No, I think it's the latter, Bill. I think... Yeah. Everybody right now, they're trying to show this unification and, you know, this unified front and rah-rah behind the party, and Ted Cruz completely stepped away from that. You know, he broke bad. And I don't know if that was quite expected to the extent that he did it. You know, he really made a concerted effort not to endorse him and not to say his name, and I think that spoke louder than, you know, if he had not said it in the first place. You know what I mean?
But now Paul Ryan didn't really put his support behind Donald Trump either, maybe not as strongly as Ted Cruz, but he didn't give his full endorsement of him.
No, he didn't. You didn't see that with him either. You did see it, of course, with Scott Walker. You know, that was kind of a rah-rah speech. As I said, it's just such a crazy facade, because it's all this negativity leading up to it, and now it's all of a sudden, oh, this is our guy, we're behind him. So it's a very bizarre sense. You know, somebody asked if they allow liquor or alcohol on the floor, and I don't think they do, but, you know, there was some, in certain delegates, we won't say which state, Texas, who might have had
a gun and a flask.
I think that's what they need to do, just pass around shots or pass around some cocktails on the floor And that would just really lighten things up a little bit.
Now, I saw one of their delegates, Yosemite Sam, and he seemed fine, Wendy. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, what time does the Donald speak tonight? Because that's what everybody's waiting for, and Ivanka will be bringing him on.
Yes, yes. There's not last night, the night before, they had a plethora of speakers. Tonight they just have a couple, I think maybe four or five, and then Jerry Falwell, and then Ivanka introduces him. And honestly, guys, that's kind of the hype right now. Everyone's looking forward to Ivanka because she's kind of emerged as the favorite Trump kid. So I'm kind of interested. She's a businesswoman. She's a very eloquent speaker.
How do you
she's
pick your mom, favorite so. Trump kid, though? Mine is Tito, but I don't know if everybody else has a favorite.
And just because you love his kid doesn't mean he's the right candidate.
Right.
I know.
Although that was a stand-up moment yesterday. It got a standing ovation when Pence was talking about how you can judge a person by their kids and aren't those Trump kids fantastic? And they got a standing ovation. And are they fantastic? And do they need to be fantastic?
And was he a big part of it, or was Ivana the one who?
That's a good question.
Helped.
I have. There was a photo circulating. They definitely went best dressed, because I'm telling you, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric. And even Tiffany, they dress fantastic. I mean, they look like $1 million. Well,
they are $1 million.
They're worth $1 million.
They got $1 million in their wallets and purses right now. Andrea, stay where you are. We have more questions for you. Andrea Darlis is in Cleveland at the site of the Republican National Convention. If you want to jump in.
And what a site it is.
What a sight. Boy, is it a sight. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And if you want to text us there, you can. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thanks.
Here's a text. We're talking to Andrea Darlis, by the way. You know Andrea Darlis, a favorite, a fan favorite here at WGN. She is in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. They want to know this, Andrea. Maybe you can help. At 312, they want to know this. At what time will Baron Von Trump speak? And did somebody vet his speech? We hope he's not lifting material from Jenna Bush. All good points. Every one of those good points.
Oh, that's very funny. Very, very good. I think Barron might make an appearance tonight. You know, they kind of give us a preview of what to expect.
Sure.
After Trump speaks tonight, the whole family is supposed to be on stage. So for those wanting to see Barron, the least mentioned Trump,
yes,
I'm sure he will make his debut tonight.
I can't wait. He's going to read from a child's book called Humpty Trumpty, which is coming out just in time for the election.
He fell off the wall. It's perfect.
Yes.
So much better than Goodnight Moon. I mean, because we all know how that ends.
No, it doesn't end well.
All right. We were talking about people who are not voting, and more and more people I come across are saying they're not voting, and Mary Ellen wants to jump into the conversation. Mary Ellen, Andrea is in Cleveland right now. What are your thoughts?
Hi, Andrea. So I have two thoughts about non-voting, not voting. My circle of friends, people who never vote are voting this year,
yeah.
And people who have always voted will not. But I raised my children, I don't know if they vote or not, but this is what I always said. You have to vote because every American has passion about the Supreme Court. So whether you hope the Supreme Court goes in a liberal direction or a conservative direction, you have to vote. Those, and we've seen that just lately, those nominations are lifetime, and vote at least for the direction you want the Supreme Court to move.
That's
in.
A great point.
That is totally great. How do we make people do that?
Point. You know, I don't know. And I have to tell you, I am a card-carrying Republican, and I can't imagine voting for Donald Trump, and I can't imagine voting for Hillary. So I think I'm going to.
So what do you do?
I am going to have to cross my fingers and vote conservatively, and I think that says it all, but I'm not emotionally prepared to say that out loud yet.
Oh, you poor thing.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you for your honesty, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Recognizing it is the first step.
It is, isn't it?
Thanks so much, Mary Ellen.
So many people talk about putting down a protest vote, saying, I don't like that candidate, and I don't like that candidate, so I'm going to vote for Popeye or Mickey Mouse or SpongeBob and stuff like that. I understand what you're trying to do, but in the long run, you're wasting everybody's time, including your own.
Okay, but if you don't vote, you're wasting everybody's time and effort, too.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem, is if you're not happy with either candidate, and plenty of people aren't, there's almost no recourse. I know people will say, well, then vote Green Party or vote Libertarian. I hate to spoil this, but they don't stand a chance. They just don't.
I don't know. And Andrea, what do you think about that? I know that the Libertarian candidate... Gary Johnson was on with Steve.
Yeah, Weldon Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, you think, boy, there's no chance, but there are so many disgruntled voters in this unpopularity contest that this could happen. And isn't it better than throwing away your vote?
I completely agree. I think you have to vote. I really do. I mean, we're all of the generation and the mindset, you know, we have to vote. I mean, you can't not. I just don't see a way around that. If you don't like your candidate, you know, there are other options, whether you want to choose the Libertarians or not. But I agree with you both. I don't think not voting is an answer.
Boy, it's
messed
up. Because
you know what? We're always going to have checks and balances. The tides are always going to change. You're always going to have the Democrats in charge and then the Republicans, or vice versa. You know, it might be a longer reign for one party than the other party likes.
Yeah.
But it's been in place for hundreds of years. And strangely, I mean, it does work more often than not.
And Bill asked me this earlier, and Andrea, I'm going to direct this question to you. He said, you know, now that this has happened, do you think this is the way of elections from this point forward? My answer was, I feel like maybe they will do a better vetting process or try to figure out how to keep someone out of the race before it gets too late. I don't see it going like this ever again. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I have never seen an election like this that's so, you know, normally it's closer. If you just look back at the ones that we've witnessed, Bush Gore, we thought that was the craziest one with the hanging chads. And then John Kerry. I mean, it's just, we've always seen crazy things, but this has been, I would honestly say this has been the most polarizing election that I've ever seen in the history of voting. What's that, Wendy?
In the history of voting, almost.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always the one candidate, the one party's always not going to like the other candidate. But for, I think where the difference comes in here and where the craziness comes in is that one party really hates its own candidate.
Yeah, that's really true, isn't it? That's very, very true.
Didn't think that this would happen.
Well, thank you so much for covering this. Have fun at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I got to go there someday and take lots of pictures and have fun tonight.
Sounds great, you guys. And I'll get you souvenirs from the Rock Hall.
Please tell Baron Von Trump that we're big fans.
I will.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
It's Andrea Darlis from right here at WGN. A lot of people are on the phone and want to talk to us, so if you can stay on hold, please do, and we'll get to you right after the news. Again, we're at 312-981-7200 for your calls and texts. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.